day that we had, I think, last year. You know, it's gonna be pretty incredible, to be honest with you. I think that it's one of those circumstances where, you know, you're just gonna see the whole crowd in nothing but orange, and you know, just gonna be hearing how loud it is something I'm looking forward to.
Controlling your emotions coming out of the bullpen, is that something you have to think about and work on for a game like this?
Yeah, I think, you know, for all of us, especially, you know, a lot of us who haven't been in this kind of situation, you know, we're going to continue to try and, like, you know, work our way around that, because I know that it's like whenever you make your debut, you know, you get a crazy adrenaline rush, and, you know, sometimes that's, you know, you don't want to let that ever overtake you. And I think that that's kind of how we're going to approach it, is that, you know, it's always controlled chaos and making sure that we're staying under control with ourselves and our minds, but also understanding that, you know, we got a job to do.
What's it like for you right now, just to be in this situation, knowing what you went through this year?
I mean, it's incredibly special. You know, I think it's just made it a little bit more. I think it's made me a little bit more creative. You know, to be able to share the field with these guys and just enjoy it. And, you know, I think it's really hard to put into words just kind of how much appreciation I have for it.
Tyler, I'm sure you dreamed of this as a kid. How surreal is it that your postseason debut was just one day away?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I remember ever since I was 5 years old and I started playing baseball, you know, my grandpa, my great-grandpa, my dad always listening to Vin Scully on the radio, and, you know, going to Tulsa Driller games, and, you know, now just kind of getting the opportunity to, you know, be here is something that is surreal. And like I said before, like, there's just really no words to really kind of put it into context. But, you know, at the same time, too, I want to be able to kind of take my moment and really enjoy it. But whenever it's time to go, it's time to go.
I was going to say, have you ever been to a Major League Baseball playoff game in your, you know, live in your career, in your life?
I want to say in 2018 I did. I think 2018 I went to a Dodgers playoff game while I was at home. You know, the minor league season ended a little bit early, and, you know, so we were sitting there, and, you know, I go through this span every year where it's like right after baseball season, kind of get out of the groove of coming to the ballpark every day, and, you know, so I like to call it like a little postseason depression type thing, being away from everyone. So my dad was like, hey, we're going to the Dodger playoff game, and I want to say, I remember Justin Turner did something really cool, but I don't remember what it was. And, you know, so that's the last thing I remember. It was pretty fun.
There's always high-level situations during the course of the season, but they're more magnified now with these games. How do you mentally, you know, approach that?
I think the goal, it's a lot easier said than done, but I think the goal is to maintain kind of the same approach that we've had all year and not letting the moment get too big for us. You know, as a starter, I've been through plenty of situations where I could give up a lot of runs at a particular time and had to pitch my way out of it, and I'm trying to take the same approach, you know, in the bullpen. Now it's pretty intense, but at the same time, too, as long as we keep our emotions under control and don't let the spot get too big for us, we'll be fine.
Tyler, how much does the familiarity factor help having faced these guys twice this season in a series like this?
I definitely think it helps, you know, because we have a little bit of familiarity with them, like you said, and I think that, you know, seeing kind of what these guys have done over the course of the year and kind of just being able to watch them on TV the other day in the games, I think it helps. But, you know, at the same time, too, their plans change every single day just like ours do. And so, you know, making sure that we stay on top of our plan and know what we want to do, and being able to adjust to their adjustments is going to be important.
It's going to make their lineup challenging.
I think the biggest thing with their lineup is they got some guys that have experience. And you know what, though? Baseball is always a funny game because anyone can be the hero at any given point. It doesn't matter how much service time you have. Doesn't matter how long you've been there, how many situations you've been in. The cool part about baseball is that anyone can be the hero. And so, you know, and I think that that's going to be the case for a lot of us young guys is, you know, we got a lot of guys who can step up in big moments, and I think that's kind of been the memo for us this year is, you know, at any given point, any person in our lineup can do something cool. So we're just trying to make sure that we, you know, focus on ourselves at this point.